Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. I am coming to you from, where am I? Scottsdale, Arizona, for another convention. And I've just met the nicest people and received so much love, including a beautiful St. Bernard dog all dressed up and bloodied. It's Cujo. That came by to see me. But so many people that have come by and said, you know, you did some work for me the last time you were here at the convention, and it just changed my life, and now I'm doing this, and now it's just been incredibly gratifying, because I always start these conventions out with, yes, want to make a lot of money, and I want to serve and raise consciousness and make people feel loved and heard and appreciated and really connect with them. And it's a great win-win for all of us. Okay, I want to start with probably some of the most important information from Think and Grow Rich. I want everybody to pull up something that you're trying to make a decision about. I kind of know, I kind of don't know, I know, but I haven't taken any action. You know, pull up something that you're working on right now. All righty, this is what Napoleon Hill from Think and Grow Rich has to say about decision and procrastination. Accurate analysis of over 25,000 men and women who had experienced failure disclosed the fact that lack of decision was near the head of the list of the 30 major causes of failure. This is no mere statement of a theory, it is a fact. Procrastination, the opposite of decision, is a common enemy that practically everybody must conquer. So once you figure out, and you don't even have to figure out, but once you really understand why you're procrastinating and why you're not making a decision, then it's pretty easy to move, guys. Or you can just put your old Nikes on and say, just do it, because that's really what it comes down to. It doesn't matter why you haven't, so just do it. And, you know, Gabrielle woke up and she came in the other morning and said, Mommy, I'm so anxious. And I said to her, whatever you're not making a decision about, make a decision about, and the anxiety will subside. And she did, and it did. And I know this from walking myself through several exploratory expansions around the same subject. Once you decide and commit, the universe opens the door to come in and help you. So back to the book. Analysis of several hundred people who accumulated fortunes well beyond the $1 million mark disclosed the fact that every one of them had the habit of reaching decisions promptly and of changing these decisions slowly if and when they were changed. So we know the value of your decision depends upon how much courage you have to gather to make that decision. So if we don't have the courage to move forward with the commitments of what we have decided upon, then we will stall our decisions. We will, our mind will come up with all kinds of different ways to stop us, because literally we're looking for how we can keep ourselves from making that decision, so that we, it's the illusion of staying safer, guys. You know, if I don't make a decision, I'll stay safe. So let's explore what we're staying safe from. Lack of persistence, back to the book, is a weakness common to the majority of people. It is a weakness that may be overcome by effort. The ease with lack of persistence may be conquered will depend entirely upon the intensity of one's desire. The starting point of all achievement is desire. And he talks about that in the very first chapter. So what's your desire? Let's say your desire is to make more money. Well, in order to make more money, there needs to be a plan in place for you to create it, right? Now, yes, we're open to the universe just giving it to us and relatives sharing it and winning the lotto and all that. But most of us also have the belief that you need to work for your money. So that means you've got to have a plan in place about what service you are going to give in exchange for the money, just like me at the tables at a convention. What I'm giving is my true connection with my fans, my love, my appreciation for them, my presence with them, in exchange for them purchasing the pictures and having them signed and all that stuff. So there is a resi-give, constant resi-give. And I'm asking you, around your desire, what are you preparing to give? What do you know you have to offer? And I love this part, so listen clearly. Your habit nature hands over to your subconscious mind a clear picture of the object of your desire. From that point on, you will not be handicapped by lack of persistence. So in other words, he's talking about reprogramming again, which we call consciously creating our lives, staying in the present moment, bringing your thoughts of lack or fear back to the restatement and the order for your brain to follow the new thought. Your subconscious mind works continuously while you are awake and while you are asleep. Spasmodic or occasional effort to apply the rules will be of no value to you. To get results, you must apply all of the rules until their application becomes a fixed habit with you. In no other way can you develop the necessary money consciousness or creation consciousness around any subject that you're working on. So listen to this statement. Poverty consciousness will voluntarily seize the mind that is not occupied with money consciousness. So again, are you living consciously? Are you consciously in every moment bringing your thoughts back to, I have enough, I have more than enough, I'm always creating enough, I am always taken care of financially, or whatever subject it is that you're working on? So what is the greatest thing, I think, that holds us back, according to the channel, is our fear of criticism. Our fear of criticism and judgment from our parents, from society, from our friends, right? It's what keeps us from deciding and committing around what we want. So I want you, again, look at what you're creating here, what you're wanting to create. Whom are you afraid is going to judge you for what you're doing or criticize you? Oh, why would you do that? You're not going to make any money. Why would you be an actor, Deanna? That's not a very safe decision for somebody to make. And he literally says in here, the majority of people permit relatives, friends, and the public at large to so influence them that they cannot live their own lives because they fear the criticism. And I'm just going to stop with this because I want to get more calls in today. Most ideas, listen, most ideas are stillborn and need the breath of life injected into them through definite plans of immediate action. The time to nurse an idea is at the time of its birth. Every minute it lives gives it a better chance of surviving. The fear of criticism is at the bottom of the destruction of most ideas that never reached planning and action stage. Oh my God, that's so hard. Oh my God, I'm not smart enough. Oh my God, I don't know how to do that. Blah, 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 blah. That's what your mind gives you when you don't demand that your brain focuses on how can I. Okay. I go to the, all right, so our intention today is to bring in and be the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding around whatever it is we're calling about, and we're ready to go. Yes, we are. All right, Miss Allison in Arizona, you are on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling.
What a fantastic topic today. I just knew I had to call in today.
Right. Well, I'm glad you followed that instinct, baby cakes.
I sure did. And I have great respect for the author of Nathaniel Hill.
Napoleon Hill. Yeah.
Napoleon. I just want to call him Nathaniel. Yeah, Napoleon.
Mission, baby.
I am wondering what the channel has to say about my choice of a new location. In a relocation?
Well, basically, the first thing I'm hearing is you haven't really decided. See, and this is what most of us do, guys. Well, let me look around and kind of see what's out there. Let me kind of play. But when I say you've really decided to move to a new location, I get a no. So what's keeping you from deciding?
There's some positives and there's some elements of it that I don't want to have in my life. So it seems like a very practical and economically productive move. Certainly, no question.
Okay. But what?
But the elements are, there's some elements that I don't welcome in my life that come with it.
Okay, so what you want is to make this economically productive move and have all the elements that come with it be really positive. That's what you want. So there's a belief there then that you can't have it all. That's not possible, and that's not true. All possibilities are open to us if we believe that. So you have to get a plan in place about how you can move and create all the positives that you want with that move.
And minimize the negatives.
No, not minimize the negatives. Create what you want. You see where your focus is? Your focus is on, I don't want the negatives. That's just going to keep you hooked into the negatives more.
Mm-hmm.
So take the negatives and go, this is what I don't want, and write out the opposite positives of what those negatives are, so you're clear about what you do want, and you bring in the entire picture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Mm-hmm. All
righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. See, what we're all learning to do, guys, is to really put the principles of what we teach to work. You have to put them to work. And like he says in the book earlier, if the plan doesn't work, don't quit. Don't throw out the baby. Make a new plan or fix the plan. Find where the plan isn't working. Hi, Daniel. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Most lovely, Dee. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty awesome. Thank you. What's up?
Wonderful. What I wanted to say was to express how incredibly loved and wonderful it is to have you in our lives.
Oh,
and this
Daniel.
Opportunity.
Thanks.
And the appreciation for you, the community, the doctors and nurses in the medical establishment, the entire planet, and that staying in your heart, being open and in a place of love and gratitude and appreciating and being in the moment brings back such an incredible bounty of support and love from the entire universe. It is almost unimaginable.
Yes. Well said. Couldn't have said it better. And when we consciously choose to do that, it's amazing what opens up in our lives. It's just amazing, isn't it? And freedom. It's freedom.
Freedom, yes. It can turn what could be perceived as an incredibly difficult situation into something that ends up being amazingly beautiful. Peaceful.
Yep. And free.
Yeah. And
so
free.
let's just all claim that we are that right now, that we are the gratitude and the love that creates all of that in all of our lives, in this moment, in every moment. This is our decision, our commitment, our focus, and our command to ourselves and to all energy working with us. And so it is. Thank you for that, sweetheart. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Love to everyone.
Thank you, darling. And to Al, too, please. Make sure.
Yes.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye.
See, this is the kind of love that I receive at these shows. Just, you know, but I talked to some of the actors and they're there to make money. What can I get? What can I get? But I get paid also so much energetically with the love that I receive at my table. And we're going to Christine in Colorado. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, sweet thing. What's up?
I was just wondering if you could pick up anything in terms of my love life.
Well, Christine, you know, I'm not a psychic. I'm a channel. So make that a more specific question.
Okay. Can you see when I'll be meeting someone that will be significant?
And nobody can, because that's up to you. Let me tell you what, guys, what people do, channels and psychics, and we pick up energy of the possibilities that are in your energy field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say you're in alignment for a relationship, I get yes. When I say you're in alignment for a healthy relationship, I get a no. And that's what's holding it away from you, because you have fears that you don't want to create something you've created before. Is that true?
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's just going to attract more of what you created before, honey. What you fear,
right.
you attract. So
right.
go back to the relationships. Write them down on a piece of paper. These are the attributes I really loved that I want to attract again. These are the attributes that I so do not want to ever bring into another relationship. And then write down the positive of what those are. For example, if somebody cheated on you,
mm-hmm.
that's a negative you don't want to ever attract again, right?
Right.
So the opposite positive of that is someone who is faithful and who honors you in every moment consistently and forever. That's what you want. So that's
mm-hmm.
one of the attributes that you write down. Because
okay.
as long as you have a fear that you're going to attract the same thing that you don't want, you're going to hold everybody away.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah, and I have been.
Well, so that's your answer. You get yourself in alignment, get clear on a piece of paper all of the positive attributes you want, and then you've got to understand you're the creation of bringing them in. It's not happenstance. It's not, oh, my God, if I'm lucky, blah, blah, blah. Hold on. I've got to see. Thought I was going excuse me, everybody.
Bless you.
thank you. then you've got to know that you're in charge. And this
mm-hmm.
is what I want. And you open your heart and feel the love for that complete picture. And you just stay focused on that until the guy comes in or the girl.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You bet. Kimmy, what's up? Whoops. Hold on. I can't get you on here. There you go. What's on, baby?
Hello, Dee. Thank
Hello,
you
Kim.
For this. Thank you for this show and for all that you do for us. Much love, Dee.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, you bet. This past week, I have been going in and out trying to keep focused on the positive, and it's been quite challenging. And I think, and from all this, my right hip has been hurting me, so I know it's all related somehow.
It is all related somehow. Hold on, sheets.
Mm-hmm.
But give me a song, please.
The Long and Winding Road.
Okay. Well, there's your answer. Guys, you can shift in the snap of a finger unless you believe it's a long transformational process.
Ah, okay.
Okay. The road isn't long and winding around creation. The road is instantaneous. Now, you know what the channel always has told us about karma.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay conscious and you don't fall back into negative ideas and negative thought patterns, there's no karma. If in the moment you go into reaction about something and you go into the toilet and you go into your old negative thinking, then instant karma, because you're creating the old stuff, and the old stuff is karma.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want any karma, keep positive and creating what you want. And yes, all of us are going to go in and out, guys. The important thing is, do you bring yourself back, and how fast do you bring yourself back? That's what's important.
True.
Okay.
Because I would, you know.
What is the fear around the desire of living a totally conscious life all the time? What's the fear? Like he was talking about in the book.
Well, I was talking to Stephen, so I didn't hear it all. But the first thing that popped into my head, it would be easy. Is it really that easy? That's the first
okay.
thing.
Okay. Well, there you go.
There
and
you
that
go.
Ties
yeah.
right. That ties right into, and what happens if something's too easy, Kim?
afraid it might go away.
And God doesn't like you. God doesn't like you if you don't work really hard for it.
Yeah.
The highest thing I'm hearing. And let me tell you, you know, God loves the hookers because God is the hookers. God loves the killers because God is the killers. God loves the priests and the yogis because God is that. God is everything. God is expressing itself through our choices. So are you going to be the God of you that loves you if your life is easy?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's really, they're saying, pretty much what it's all about for you.
Okay. And I do have a spot of awesome news.
Good.
I went, my oncologist and I, we've been going a little bit around and around about my female issues relating to taking the tamoxifen. He referred me to another doctor. Love her to death. Her and I and her assistant are all on the same page. I love that. And I told her the cancer's not coming back. I don't know why I'm taking this tamoxifen. But that's beside the point. And we were talking, and she goes, you know, I'm going to talk to him about putting on some testosterone because you desperately need it. And I love your attitude about it not coming back.
Okay. So, I would like to shift the cancer's not coming back to a totally positive statement, which would be what?
I am healthy.
Yeah, I create fabulous, amazing health. All my cells are balanced. They're happy. They're always working together in harmony. Let's go toward what we want to create so our brain can support us.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet, sweetheart. And that is awesome news, Kim. And you're understanding that you created this doctor, right? You created her coming into your life. Okay. Just wanted to be clear and make sure everybody understands that you have to acknowledge yourself for the great things you're creating, everybody.
And I did when I walked out of there. So
great. Awesome. I love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Miss Davina. We've got a lot of Phoenix people here.
Yes, I wish I'd known you were there. I would come and harass you. Miss Wonderful, Awesome, Fabulous D.
Thank you, darling.
Sort of in the same situation of trying to make a choice. I can live where I'm at, being a roommate, or I can buy a condo and try and decide what is for my highest good.
Okay. What do you want to do? And you know, what do you really want to do? If there wasn't anything in your way and no considerations about anything, what does your heart want to do?
More than anything, stabilize.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that, I've been
getting a condo or staying where you're at?
I guess for, long term, probably, I could stay in the house for the next 30 years. The condo I can stay in the next 30 years if things keep going well. Roommate is sort of the easy way out.
It's
a great situation.
Fear is if everything keeps going well.
Yeah.
Okay, and who's the creator of that?
Me.
I know right where you're at because this is what I had to walk myself through with this mortgage thing when I heard it was going to triple. You know, and everybody says, well, just sell the house, Dee. But I didn't want to sell the house. I wanted to stay there. I love my home. I want to die there. I want to leave it to my kids. And I know that. So then I had to go, okay, how can I? Actually, when I test it, Davina, I get it really doesn't matter to you so much. You can be happy staying where you're at. you can be happy getting a condo. And so it works either way for you.
Yeah,
so,
it's just a matter with the condo, the financing. I'm similar to you. I don't have steady income, and at this point I have no income. So to try to get it financed, I'm going to have to try to find another way really to get it financed. So
okay, but first you have to decide that you're going to do it. And see,
okay,
guys, everybody stop what you're doing, because this is such an important concept for you to get. You're waiting for the outside world to give you signs. Well, if I could do that, and let me see if I could, you have to decide first. Desire has to be in place first. So do you desire to live in a condo more than you desire to stay where you're at? I get a no. And until that desire is clear, Davina, then the world is not going to open up to align with what you've chosen, because you haven't chosen yet. So what most of us do is, well, let me wait and see. Well, let me put all the information together. Well, let me have a sign from my guides. None of that's going to happen till you make a decision. As soon as I said, no, I am staying in this house, I will work out, I'm staying in this house, then we finally found the people to refinance, which was a third off of what everybody else was telling me I was going to have to refinance for. Then the universe could come in and conspire and bring me work. You know, I just said, guys, all energy that's working with me, and I know that that's all energy, I am staying in this house, and I have to make more money. So bring me every opportunity that is out there, and I'll say yes. Well, now I'm going, gee, could I have a little break? Very little break. But could I have a little break, because I'm just going from job, 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 right? Because I asked. But the answering came from the fact that I had made a decision that was based on a clear desire that I told the universe to come in and work with me on. Do you understand?
Yes.
So you're not going to go wrong either way, baby.
Right.
You're not going to go wrong either way.
So, yeah, if I find the house and I'm just like, hell yes, you know, and I want this house, then everything will line up for me to have it.
If you believe that.
Yeah.
Now, there's a difference in, all right, I'm going to do what Dee says, and I'm going to say I want this house. But if subconsciously you're going, that ain't going to work. But go ahead, try it, but that ain't going to work. You know? So that's
okay.
That's what the whole webinar on alignment was. We all have to get our belief systems in place and feel great about the final decision we've made, so that the universe can come in and conspire on our behalf to create what we want. You know, some people go and study something their whole lives and never, ever take it any further than study. Don't have the desire to master it and take it out into the world. You can study something till the world looks level. If you're not out doing it, you're not doing it. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, good. Thank you. That was ever so valuable for all of us. Thank you, Davina. Wow, that was great. I hope you all got that if you didn't ask questions. Lynn, hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. My desire is wavering pretty much about everything lately. And
okay, that means your desire is wavering about you being the creator.
Okay. I've gotten really excited, and I received these incredible, like, I know what to do. This sounds Yes, right. And then somehow it just kind of fizzles out, and then I know it's alignment.
All right, let me address that. Okay, guys, this is what we know. When you get close to creating what you want, your body dumps endorphins, and you're on a high, and you go, oh, my God, I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. And then when you actually get it, all the endorphins fall off, and the rush stops. So actually, it's more exciting to get close to something than it is to actually get it, unless you know that once you get it, there's even more exciting things to get close to and get. So that's part of it, Lynn. Hold on. We're going to a core belief for the rest of it. This page here. Yeah, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. And so what happens when you get really, really close, that belief comes in, and you go, well, I'm never going to be good enough, so I will find ways, I will find thoughts, I will find beliefs, I will find things that happen, keep me from going all the way so I can leave and start over again. Because I'm not good enough to actually master and get through where I want to get through. And there's one more thing. Hold on, sheets. But give me a song, please.
Well, the words, I don't know the title, but the words that came from whatever song it is Saturday in the Park, every day is the 4th of July. I don't know what that's from.
I know. I can hear it in my head. Saturday in the Park. Yeah. Okay, so that's very clear to me, if you're in the channel, that getting there isn't a big party. So I'm going to your dad. What did you witness? Because there's a negative that you witnessed about your dad getting there. Getting there means what?
Oh.
Go to your little girl, Lynn.
Getting there for him, you mean?
Yeah, that you modeled.
Oh,
some kind of negative. When daddy gets there, what happens to the family, in the family?
I don't know. I mean, I've learned more about him since he died and how he never really got to where he could be because he worked so hard, but he didn't share or like he was. I mean, my whole thing is working on this documentary and this show about him because
okay.
He was a legend, but nobody really.
Nobody really knew him.
Yeah. Well, they did,
okay.
but not to the extent that they could have, and. They meet me and they're all excited because they're like, A, there's not enough out there about him. Why isn't there more out there about him? And do this and do that. And like, he was such an incredible creative creator of what he created. And
yet, was he at home? Was he involved in the family? Was he?
He worked mostly like 7
okay.
days a week.
Okay, so Lynn, do you hear all the struggle?
Yeah, a lot of struggle, Yeah,
going all the way, being a success, it's a lot of struggle. And if you don't struggle, you can't get there. But we know that that's the opposite of creation. Sure, you have to have a plan. Sure, you have to take an action. But not from the mentality that everything's a struggle and hard.
Yeah, and I'm just realizing my mom did a lot for him. He couldn't read or write, but he was incredible with cars and what he created. But so my mom pretty much helped everything else out. So there was always this, you know, kind of perceived lack of money, but then it would show up. But there were moments of a lot of, like, fun, like, kind of like he was like a kid, like a big kid in a way.
Okay, so Lynn, you've got to sit down, really sit down and meditate on this, because it's like a spider web. It really is a private session, sweetheart, that we can't unravel in the time we have on the show. But I can tell you from what you've said, there are all sorts of connections, and they're literally showing me like a spider web or an octopus with a lot of arms that are reaching out. There's so many connections, positive and negative, that are intertwined in actually getting there.
Yeah, and I think that's why I feel so, like, stuck and kind of stop, start. And
yeah, because when you get really close or you start out to do the big thing, the negative things subconsciously come in, and you stop yourself and you go, well, I'm never going to be good enough to do this, so I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
Leave in the way that you don't get there and you start over, or you get waylaid and your focus is taken into something else.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. And
all
is
right,
this so also why the last, like, 3 or 4 days I've had so many bug bites? I mean, I'm like, and my boyfriend's like, oh, you have spiders somewhere. You're getting spider bites. And I'm like,
yep.
No. But they're everywhere, and I'm itching, and I never get bit by anything.
Well,
okay.
you've been bitten by the bug to get this cleaned up. And what
awesome.
what analogy did I just give you? Spider web.
Exactly. Yes.
And I get a yes on that. So physically, you probably want to have an exterminator come out that works with safe pesticide, by the way.
Yes.
But that's what happens. Gosh, you guys, you all, I really want you to read my e-blast tomorrow, because it's about all these birds that have been coming into my house. You know, nature... Nature, especially our doggies and kitties and horsies, bring to us messages that it's like, hello, I'm trying my best to get you to focus here, right? So unweave the spider web, Lynn, of what's going on here. It'll give you a lot of answers. Go to your little girl and help her figure it out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Great to hear from you. All righty, we're going to Anna in North Carolina. Hi.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Hi,
well,
baby.
I won't ask that.
Whoa.
I know you're wonderful. You're awesome.
I am, baby cakes. I am. What's up?
I have been, it's been about 2, maybe 3 years, dealing with this physical issue that has no rhyme or reason to it. I went to an acupuncturist, and she encouraged me to go get a diagnosis because she couldn't, you know, pinpoint how to use the acupuncture. And I'm asking to see if possibly the channel can help me identify what's going on. It's, I think, gastrointestinal. I eliminated the female parts, but I can't link it to any food I'm eating, and it starts out with cramping, and then vomiting, and then sometimes a fever, but then I'm fine the next day, with the exception of a little constipation.
Okay. Hang on. Because my switchboard totally just went away.
Oh.
and I don't know how to get it back. So hang on. Just a minute.
Okay.
Bear with me, everybody. There we are. Hallelujah. Okay. So you want to know, hold on, it's physical, mental, spiritual. I get it's chemical. That whatever is being, describe the symptoms to me once more, please.
There, it's lower abdominal cramping. I can't even, I have a high threshold for pain. Sometimes it feels like diarrhea cramping and other times like menstrual cramps. And then,
and you've been to the doctor and have you been to the gastroenterologist?
No, and I don't have insurance and I have no confidence in Western medicine. So that's why I went to acupuncture. But I've been trying, you know, healing myself, loving myself. I'm health, I'm wellness. And
okay, this is what I'm not a doctor.
Right.
There is chemical gas being released intestinally, is what I'm getting. And you know what your ileocecal valve is?
You mentioned there was another person on a call a long time ago that came up, and no, I don't know what that is.
Well, your ileocecal valve, guys, is a valve that really, it's supposed to open and close when you have bowel movement. And if it gets stuck and stays open, do you have a lot of gas?
No, I don't.
You don't have any gas? Okay.
Very little.
Well, I'm getting... and I can, again, not a doctor. If you email me, Anna, for that specific, I can give you a way to close your ileocecal valve.
Awesome.
But there's something else. They just keep saying gas, some kind of chemical gas within her body. Okay. Hold on. They're suggesting that you check your house for some kind of chemical gas that's affecting this.
Okay.
So when I say it's in your body, I get a no. But I very clearly keep hearing gas. You know, and it could be a leak anywhere that... We're our bodies are finely tuned machines, guys, that often we can react to anything. As you know, you can walk into a bar and pick up energy.
Yeah. That's interesting because it's happened when I've been traveling too, unless it's something that builds up.
Well, sure, any kind of chemical in your environment where you live is going to, can become part of your cellular makeup until you clear it out. I mean, I'm, I work on so many sets and they all
right.
have a lot of chemicals on them. And so I, every 3 or 4 or 5 years, I have to do a chemical detox because of all the paint and paint thinners and et cetera that are used on the sound stages that I work on and that have absorbed those for years. And then your body starts taking them on. So every 4 or 5 years, I get tested for lead and mercury because I always have them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a thought, too, doing a detox.
I get a detox would help, but they want you to do it very slowly. To do
okay.
it very slowly. And there are, I believe, because, you know, your whole thing about insurance and not trusting doctors is kind of in the way also, sweetheart. Because if you really want to know what to treat yourself for, you need to take a blood test and find out, you know, is there lead? Is there mercury, guys? Mercury is really prevalent in our world. And now, of course, our government has given big corporations permission to unload lead and mercury and some other big toxic chemical, taking the regulations off. It's just unbelievable, really. So I'm hoping that all of you are holding our country in integrity and truthfulness and the highest good for the people and for what our country was founded upon. We're not going to look at the negatives because we create more of them. But you need to be diligent in your work of seeing your country the way you want it to be. That's all I'm getting, Anna. So I would start there.
Okay. Sweetheart. It was helpful. Thank you so much.
When I say it's life-threatening, I get a no. And it could affect other parts in your health if you don't get it corrected. They're also saying there's something in the body book. I'm in a hotel room. I don't have them with me. So if you will specifically email me what it is.
I will.
And remind me that the channel suggested the body book. I will look at it and get back to you. I don't get back into town till Thursday.
Okay?
All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Boy. This little thing is just hopping all over the place today. I don't know what's going on. Hold on. Here we are back again. Okay, bye-bye, Anna. Scared to touch anything here. All right, I'm going to area code 646. If anybody's there, you're on the air. Hello? 646-756. Who's there? I can hear you. Okay, well, guys, you got to stay on if you want to talk to me. Miss Marilyn in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling.
The last time we talked, you said I was on the fringe of my freedom, and that really impacted me quite a bit. Been thinking about that and peeling into that.
Good.
I have created an antenna. My body is like an antenna, and its alignment is important to me, which will enable me to access the frequency of my higher dimensional consciousness, my soul.
Hey, you can access that right now, and you know the best way to do it? Be happy. You guys want to? No, I'm not kidding. You guys want to be there right now? Find a way to be happy. The happier you are, the more you create.
And that's my challenge at the present moment, because I'm shaking like an antenna that's about to take off and like a rocket. My body is showing signs of what the doctors call Parkinson's disease. And you told me in a conversation about maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago, the last time we talked, that medication would help. And I have been to a neurologist that was trained at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. And he has suggested some pharmaceuticals that have not worked. Neither one of them. I've been trying two different medications, and neither one of them are working. And I'm finding that now.
Go somewhere else. That's what I'm hearing. go to somebody else. Just like the caller that we heard earlier, Kim, you know, the doctor, she wasn't in harmony with the doctor. And that's the first thing when I test, you're in harmony with this doctor, your body's in harmony with this doctor, I get a no. You need somebody who's more up on the later procedures.
Now, well, there's not a whole lot of pharmaceuticals out there in that category.
Well, there, and I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be just tied to pharmaceuticals.
Well,
you
that,
know,
there
are,
doesn't seem
there
to be any other treatments forthcoming, so.
Well, there are.
I was wondering.
You just have to, you have to find them. But again, what is the energetic cause of Parkinson's? Hold on, jeez.
I was wanting to know if it was a mental body or the emotional body and the patterns of the emotional body, whether it's magnetically or electrical. And, of course, I feel like it's both, but maybe
give me
more
a song.
So.
Give me a song, Marilyn.
Ooh, ooh, child, things are going to get easier.
Okay, okay. See, there's the struggle again. That's kind of the theme of the show today, guys. Right? So if we're struggling to create and things are a burden and we're carrying heavy loads and all those, you know,
inflammation
phrases, all those phrases that we've, then if you've ever seen somebody who is lifting too much weight, what does the body do? It starts to shake.
Yeah.
And the basically, to make it really simple today, they're saying the basis of Parkinson's and essential tremors and things like that is belief and struggle. That if you would just give up and let everything flow, everything would flow.
Well, I had an opportunity to go to a rock and roll concert, and it was going to be a joy date for me, where I treated myself, but I couldn't drive. I was shaking so bad I couldn't drive there.
Then, Marilyn, take an Uber. Listen, I'm coming up at the end of the show, and this really is a private session. So, again, and you never hear me say that, and I've said it twice on the show today. Because these are really in-depth things that we cannot unravel in the 5 minutes that each person gets on this show. So if you can do that, if not, Marilyn, email me and let me check the body book when I get home. Okay?
Okay. I've got a doctor's appointment coming up on the 25th, so I'll be sure to get in contact with you before then.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Sorry, guys. You know, I was supposed to be off 5 minutes ago, so we're going to have to sign off now. I love all of you. Elle, you were next. I'm sorry we didn't get to you, baby cakes. Let's say it together, okay? And say it every day and say it often. I love me, and I love me more. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.